little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
James is a 30-year-old gym instructor. He has been diagnosed with asthma and given inhalers to use. He wants to know what is asthma and when to use his inhalers.
James, asthma is a temporary narrowing of the small airways in your lungs. It comes and goes. It is often triggered by colds and is also triggered by smoking, allergies and cold air, and sometimes by exercise. When the narrowing happens, it's more difficult to get air in and out of the lungs. This causes tightness of the chest and often a cough and a wheeze. A wheeze is the whistling noise that you make when you breathe out when your airways are tight.
So can I carry on exercising then, doctor?
Although exercise may make you wheeze, exercise is good for the lungs in the long term. It would be a good idea to take the blue inhaler before exercise if exercise makes you wheeze. Or possibly it would be worth using a regular preventer inhaler to make you less likely to wheeze during exercise. In fact, if you're needing a blue inhaler more than twice a week, it would be a good idea to take a preventer regularly.
So why have I been given this spacer thing?
Normal aerosol inhalers don't work well unless you use them with a plastic bubble called spacer, which you have been given. An alternative is a breath-activated inhaler device.
So do I need to come back and see you again?
Our asthma nurse will help you with your inhalers and review your self-management plan with you so that you know how to treat your asthma, to help you know what to do if your symptoms are worse or better than usual.
My brother used to have some medications to use at home for if he got a wheeze or a cough.
So it sounded like your brother had steroid tablets. If you need steroid tablets in the future, we will always give you a rescue course in case your asthma gets worse. And we'll also advise you on when to use the steroid tablets.
Okay, so you don't think I need to have any steroid tablets at home because I've never been that bad. But my brother obviously had more trouble with his asthma, so I would only come and see you urgently if my asthma got that bad, yeah.
It sounds like your asthma is not too bad at the moment, but if you get any future exacerbations or your asthma tends to get worse, we need to see you straight away. In that case, we might give you steroid tablets to keep you at your home, and we'll also advise you on when to use it.
Okay, I've got that. Thank you, doctor.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.